residential, architectural and commercial aluminium windows and doors.
And you can't look past their timber windows and doors either.
Customer parking and a dedicated kids room make for hassle-free window shopping at Wideline.
Now open at 593 Botany Road, Rosebery.
Only 700 metres from Green Square Station.
Wideline.
When I met you in the summer.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
10:03, Sky Sports Radio. Big day of racing today at Gosford. Let's see what the day's like, what the track's like, the whole lot. Steve Scollard's on his toes, bouncing around with dapples on his back. Morning, Steve.
Oh, I don't know about dancing, mate. Not much of a dancer unless it's after 12 a.m.
Yeah.
No, mate. No, it's a beautiful day up here. Absolutely lovely. Track's come up in pretty good order, mate. Because it's a good four.
Yeah.
So we do. Put about 6 mil on yesterday or in the last 24 hours. Yeah, especially with the late start, that won't really hurt. You know what I mean? We don't start till 2 o'clock. So yeah. As I said, we've got a lovely day here at the moment.
And actually, a bit of rain, a bit of water on would do it the world of good, wouldn't it?
Do it the world of the good, mate. As I said, we galloped a couple on it this morning, just getting their toe in. But we did have the benefit too this morning of quite a heavy dew, which is the first dew we've had in quite some time. Which, again, you know, it's all only benefit to us.
All right. So today, all in all, perfect conditions.
Oh, I hope so, mate. Yeah.
All right. Well, enjoy the day, and for families coming along, it's just a superb day out.
Mate, it's a great day. There's some kids entertainment here. They got a look at Kindy Farm and face paint and castles or, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, but no, mate, it should be a good day. The Cup's a pretty good field for, you know, the horses that are available at the moment. So, you know, we'll keep our fingers crossed all goes well.
All right, terrific. Good on you. Have a great day there, Steve.
No worries, Sean. Bye, mate.
Steve Scollard at Gosford. Gary Harley's there today on a huge day at the races. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, I'm already pretty magnificent day. 23 degrees at the moment. Track looks great. I'm parked right on the edge of the course proper at the moment, sitting in the car, and the numbers aren't great, no doubt about that, but the Cup and the two big listed races are pretty strong. The $60,000 class four has fallen away. There's only, five runners there in the last. A couple of smart horses in it, but that won't stop us finding or backing winners, I hope, Sean.
And you've got that winning glint in your eye, Gaz. I can pick it.
Yes, well, I'm confident.
All right. Now, the first you put out one... Too right. Lose that, you've lost everything. One Maroc is out. Number two, Mr. Tickets, 225. Three Gravitate, 310. Five Lope de Lope, 380. Four Oakfield Monarch, 10. Six Lightning Lockie, 15. And seven Apache Lad, 26.
Well, he's run a number of seconds, Mr. Tickets. Six, in fact, from 13 starts. His last three runs run second. This looks a lovely race to get a nice run in front. He likes to lead. He was running second the other day in the race at Lyon where Mo the Great was either running down in the straight. We had a tearaway leader in the race, and he was running second about 10 off the lead at one stage. He had to take him up to the leader, hit the front, and then Mo the Great running down. Prior to that, Tinta Cova got to him very late at Newcastle, and the run there was full of merit as well. Hoping he can break through today, Mr. Tickets. Short straight or suiting. I've got him on top. Number five, Lope the Lope for Robert Quinton. Thought it was a danger. It got beat about 2.5 lengths at Randwick to Regine the other day over the mile. He closed very, very late in the race from back, even though he only run six. He only got beat with 2.5 lengths. He'd be a chance in this small field. Free Gravitate. Well, Jason Collett rode him very coldly the other day. He was last at the 200, and he was out wide-ish, and he darted back towards the rail on him, and he sprinted quick to get the money. Now, he'd been disappointing prior to that, but that was a good effort the other day. But maybe he's back to his best form, and number six, Lightning Lockie. Well, it's a horse that got out with a huge lead, maybe 10 lengths of 1,000 metre the other day in the race, and Mr. Tickets run second. Started to short stride about the 400. top at about 2.5 lengths. Interesting to see what the tactics will be today, because, I mean, he left Mr. Tickets for dead the other day because he got out with such a big lead. Normally, Mr. Tickets strikes the lead or be there, you know, very close to it. So, how the race will be run will be interesting. But 2, 5, 3, and 6.
All right, now race 2, Panat 4, Americana Magic, 5, Spring Charlie, and 7, Atom. 1, Connoisseur, 260 equal with 9, Grasslands. 2, Lieutenant Dan, 370. Number 6, M8, 13, with 8, Magic Dust. 3, Soul Revival, 21. One thing I've noticed of late, Gary, when the Godolphin horses, when the money comes for them, they really get rolled.
You're not kidding. There was a meet the other day. I think it was the last wine meeting. Soothing was the horse's name. It was in the last race. Oh, they come real late. There was a massive go late. And he got the money. He not only got the money and sold it in, but you're right there. You know, it's, you know, it's not a stable that would have punters, you know, a bit open like the Dolphin at that point. I don't think any of the people involved with the stable would be punters that I know of anyway, but... obviously, people like their horses, and they come from late in betting, and when that happens, it'll be hard to beat. And this one here, Connoisseur, could just be one of them in race 2. Now, since it pulled up lane at Wire, looked very disappointing last start, 21st of December, it pulled up lane, went back for the trials, tying with trial, it railed up to share the lead from the back of the field, and then cruised to the line, finished way down the track of the trial, but he never moved one iota on it. Just let it handle to the line. I'm tipping it'll be very hard to beat for the good barrier. Abdullah's going to ride Connoisseur. I think it'll win now that Spring Charlie's been scratched. Number 9 is my second pick. Grasslands. He's only won the one race. That was at Musselbrook. He's one of those China Horse Club, the horses that Chris Lees has got. She has trial really good lately. She won a trial well at Gosford and then just got nailed in one at Newcastle. I thought she'd be the main danger to Connoisseur. 2, Lieutenant Dan is a winner on the track. Got me to be out of 3.5 lengths at Randwick the other day by Witches. Probably a drop in class here. And 3, Soul Revival. 1, 9, 2, and 4.
Well, you're on to the third. It's a full field. Now, 1, Kung Fu Master at $4. 2, Alec at $4.40. With 6, Raw Emotion. 3, Devil's Luck is an $8 pop, along with 9, Heartaches. 4, Huang Shan, $9. 10, Lady Mossman, $11. Number 8, Shadow of Mordor, $19. 7, La Triola, $21. And 5 is Citus at $23. Few chances given in this on the market.
Yeah, wide open, mate. Very wide open, the mole, mate. 3-year-olds. I like Chris Wallace, who was number 6, Raw Emotion. Gee, I thought it was a good debut run at Kembla. Back on the 3rd of January. It got back. It was running last. Collett took it back and it just ambled along the top of the field. 12 lengths off the lead at the 1,000 metre mark in a field of 14. And then at the top of the straight, Jason really started to get the work on it. And it was hard ridden and it was very, very strong late. It made up a furlong to get beat about 2.5 lengths. And it would have run a place if it was another 50 metres or so. Mile around Gosford. I know it hasn't got the long straight that it had at Kembla, but I still think that the extra trip certainly is in its favour. And the way it hit the line the other day, I reckon it'll be very hard to beat. My animal kingdom, and they do love a bit of ground, as he did himself. Brent Abdullah will ride him. Got a soft draw. I thought Alex's run, number 2, was good. At Horsbury, David Payne's got it. Run 3rd. Got back in a field of 11, way back with the trail. 3 deep. Corey got a 3 deep trail on it. Come to the outside on the turn. You give it a few cracks for the whip and the straight, but it really lunged late to get beat a length. 1, Kung Fu Master. It ran in the same race as Raw Emotion at Kembla. Its run was good too. I didn't think it was as good as Raw Emotion, but it still went very well. And number 3, Devil's Luck. 6, 2, 1, and 3.
Now, 5, Impasse comes out of the 4th. Favourite here, another Godolphin runner, the 7, Sekiyama, 210. 4, Excelling, 230. Number 9, Venture Capital, $8. 6 Casino Angel 11, 8 Summer Solstice 13, 3 Crystal Billiard 14, and 1 Shadow Flight and 2 Tennessee Man, both around the $41 mark.
Yeah, I like one to beat the Godolphin. Yeah, it's selling. Hugh Bowman's riding for Joe Pride. It's only had the one run. That was here in Gosford on 2 days after Boxing Day, December 28th. Staramontune won the race. Staramontune put his best foot forward that day, and he's since won. So he's won two on the trot. He's back in top form, Staramontune. And he ran this horse down. He had a run of the race, Staramontune. And this horse led early, and then he was headed at the 900 at Kelly. Set outside the lead then, Blake Shin did. And the winner tailed him up. He hit the last shot at him. And Staramontune grabbed him late, leading 3/4 of the length. Now, he could only be improved by that run. No doubt about that. He's drawn 6. Bowman back in down the right. I think he'd be very hard to beat. Sekiyama was beaten a long way the other day, but it runs second at Wyong. Cathay won the race and won it by 5.5 lengths. This horse was held up a little bit in the straight. When he got clear, he ran on okay, but he didn't dash as if he was going to take a ton of ground off the winner. I know it was off and gone. Now, the big key today is to put the blinkers on. Blinkers on Sekiyama today. And you go back to race 2, the other Godolphin horse I was talking about, Connoisseur. The blinkers go on him first time today as well, the one that I tipped there. Sekiyama blinkers first time. May improve him. He's dead for second pick. He'll be hard to beat. No doubt. That's why he's favourite. Some of the Adventure Capital thought it was unlucky here the other day. In the last 100 metres and on the home turn, got to be some out. Was in the other day at Musselbrook, but Gerald scratched it because of the wide alley. And number 6, Casino Angel. 4, 7, 9, and 6.
Right, now, race 5, the Gosford Guineas, and here put out 3, Sneaky Fella. 5, Bella Martini, pretty short, $1.70. 1 Island Missile, $4.80. 6 Epidemic at $5.50. 7 Tiara Star at 10, 8 we have Liftoff 11, number 2 Americana Magic 26, and 4 Fame Shines, $41.
Don't fall off your chair, but I'm tipping one of them. I think Epidemic's got a great chance here for Godolphin. 2 good wins at Randwick and Rose Hill, November, early December. Had a month off and run 3rd the other day at Randwick. Now, if it's twice it's won, it's led. Randwick the other day, it settled back 2nd last in a very small field. 5 running. Last on the home third. Held up at the 300. Come back to the rail and went on okay. Got beat 3.5 lengths. But it had had a month off. I think it'll be a lot fitter today. It's a horse that, it's never raced here. Not that that matters. But it's a horse with talent and I think it'll be hard to beat. The Victorian, well, what is that? Victorian, the horses claim it, but it's Horn's been in Victoria. He's odds on. He's pretty short, but well, she is. She's a filly by Strahan. She's pretty short, but she has been in great form. She bolted in a call for the last run. Did the same at Mooney Valley prior to that. Benchmark 64, then a 70. This will be easily the best field she's had. But I can see why she's short. But at the value, I mean, I've gone the other way with Epidemic. 7 Tiara Star for Greg Hickman. Still in a cloud 9 Hickey, no doubt. After the big win on the Gold Coast. All right the other day, one made on the Sunshine Coast by a big space. Only got beat 2.8 in the Group 3 McLaughlin. It's my third pick. Island Missile. It's got some out too. It ran second Aqua Divina the other day at Randwick. Went up outside the leader, hit the front and straight. But the other horse come very quick, Aqua Divina, and knocked it out. It's got some out as well. Only 7 runners in the Guineas, but a fair bit of talent there. 6, 5, 7, and 1.
Now, I got a message from one of the part owners of Tiara Star, and he said, we think she must be the world's best stablemate. Last year, we had Hootson win the two-year-old Magic Million with an Edmunds Lloyd combo. This year, three-year-old Magic Millions, Piorato with Hickman-Brown combo. Yeah. And they said, we broke our maiden with the first combo after a long time getting right. We think the new Hickman-Brown combo can do it for us as well. There's a big group of kids in the Tiara Star fan club. They're all going out there today. So, Brett and the gang, good luck there today with Tiara Star. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Well, all I can say to him, mate, is he's got a horse with a fair bit of talent, and they're going to have a lot of good times with it, no doubt about that.
Yeah, good luck to him. All the kids going out today, they'll have a ball. Now, the cup, no scratching, six singing, $3.20. Two red excitement, $5 with three mighty lucky, four Montauk, six, five DIC, $6.50, eight Hogman, A8, one Destiny's Kiss, 14, seven slow pace, 31 with nine Paragon, and 10 Evangelist, 101.
I'm tipping last year's winner. It's a very open race. I like red excitement. He won the race last year, as I said. The other day at Randwick, Abdullah rode him, let him stroll to the lead. He arched his neck. Led me 2.5 at the 1200 in the Summer Cup. Boxing Day it was. Still led me a length for home, and Montauk stalked him all the way and nailed him right on the line. I only just beat him. He's going well. What the tactics will be, I don't know whether they're going to lead again today. He went back at Randwick and the Villiers. I know that was only a mile, but and we all remember the day that he led with Winch, just got him on the line. I think he'd be hard to beat in an open race. Chinging's flying up in Queensland. Now, Australian Bloodstock bought this French horse from overseas. And he was in the country for about 18 months before he won a race. He never won a race, only went to Doomben on the 9th of December. Not that he had, how many starts did he have? He had 10, he had 8 starts before he had his first win in Australia at Doomben. So, Chris has said that he's had that much trouble with him with his feet. They've scratched him up a few times because of very firm track. He's a horse with a lot of talent. I know this is a better race than Doomben, but he beat him over 3 lengths the other day. And in a quality race, a quality handicap. And he bolted in up there before that. He comes back to Newcastle out of the lead stable. He's a front runner, like Red Excitement. Look, I'm tipping he's hard to beat. And that Doomben form's a little bit hard to line up with this. It's probably a little bit inferior. But let's see what he does today. There will be a bit of give in the track. He has put plenty of irrigation on it. Well, Mighty Lucky is not well known because he's unlucky. How many? He's run 4 fourths in a row. He's been unlucky a few times. He's always there behind the place getters. What did I write down for him? He ran on good the other day in the Summer Cup. He only got better length. He's got to be a chance on his own track. And Montauk, well, what do you say about him? Matty Carr rode him the other day for the first time at Randwick in the Summer Cup, and he outpointed Red Excitement. You've got to give him a good chance. That's the Gosford Cup, 2, 6, 3, and 4.
Yeah, it's interesting with singing. I mean, he raced in Germany. He won a Baden-Baden. He won, I think, at Longchamp. He's won everywhere, all over the place. And a lot of the time over there, as you said, Gary, there's a bit of sting out of the ground. Their version of a soft track over there, it is soft, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yes, definitely. Very soft. And I know they were frustrated. He did run a bottle of a race, I think, his first run in Australia, Canterbury, when he ran second. But it's been frustrating all the way since for the syndicate and also for Chris, because he's got to have given the track. When Chris has had him ready a number of times, the track was too hard. So they had to scratch him. Otherwise, he would have pulled up lame again and wouldn't have went any good. The putters would have done their money anyway.
Well, I was talking to Chris O'Brien this morning, and what a character Mighty Lucky is, and we wish Fred Cowell all the best today.
We do, because Fred's a great old fella. He's been in very poor health, Freddie Cowell, the trainer. Wonderful fella. So his wife's a lovely person. Chris does so much work on this horse, Chris O'Brien, and it'll be a very popular win if he wins, and he's got a big chance, no doubt about that.
Yep, too right. Good luck to all concerned. Now, the last today. It's a pretty handy field. This is only small. 2-star crossed, 6 all in rhythm, and 7 Victorum come out. Now, 4 Fanning at 220, 3 all stand 260, 5 Barricade 480, 8 Zroya 10, and 1 the getaway at 21.
Well, we've got 5 runners. The getaway's a 2,000 metre horse. So you'd think that reduces it to 4. And Zroya forms in the country. So you've got 3. I've only put 2 of them in the quaddy. I think Fanning's a better today. All stand will come out running. Got terrific speed. It'll hit the ground running and lead, as it did at Cessnock and beat Kettering up there on the 24th of November. Went to Randwick for the highway and got nailed right on the post by Victorum, who did everything wrong and still beat him over the 1,000. Then he was running second, hit the front of the straight at Randwick and won a highway on the 30th of December. He's got to go today 1,200. He's never, ever raced 1,200. And that is a bit of a worry, although it's a much easier 1,200 here than you'll get at Randwick or Newcastle or somewhere, Rosehill or somewhere like that. He's got to get his own way in front. There's no doubt about that. He's the only leader because they've been, Fanning used to show good speed, but they've been holding him up. And he's my best bet, Fanning. The other day he was quick away. Jason Collett took him back. That was obviously the tactics. Earl of Eight at Randwick, 1,200. Three deep, fourth last. Second last at the top of the straight, and he hit the line good to get me three-quarters of a length by potential. Proud of that, not far away at Randwick behind Brave Song. I reckon he'll get the lovely trial behind all Stan, and hopefully, for me anyway, that he gets to those at bat, connection, jockey, etc., that he gets the upper hand. Four on top, all Stan will give his all. He is a gutsy horse who tries his best every start, and he's got terrific speed, and Todd Allett's done a great job with him. Number five, Barricade, for third, and do a few things wrong, but just talented. And number eight, Thruya. For the better of the day, Sean, to be 3, 5, and 8. What price did you say was? Because the markets I got were before Victorum was scrapped.
Yeah, well, Fanning's 220 and All Stand 260.
Yeah. 220 will be all right. Obviously, he's in the black and not the red.
That's it. It's a handy little field. That All Stand, pretty handy horse as well. He's very consistent.
Oh, he's together. And he'll hit the ground and he'll run. Don't worry about that. You can't do anything else on him. You've got to let him stride, and that's what he does. It's a good
all
run.
Right,
I mean, there's only five runners, but, you know, you would think that they'd run the placing, the three that I said, and it should be a good race even with, you know, the three main contenders. The Cup, good open race, half a dozen chances. Three-year-old, likewise, at least 4 to 5 good chances there in the beginning. Sure, the weather's unreal. I can't see much cloud here. There's part me today down near the 200-metre mark. They're betting $1.10 whether I can walk the 200 from here to the office.
They start waving a Palmer or a Schnitzel or something after you'll get there. Don't worry about that.
Well, there's a bloke in a tractor down here on the track. I'm about to hail him down to get a lift up. I can't walk 200 metres.
Has he got a forklift?
No, I'll be right.
You'll be right, Chris.
When I take the grandkids to Melbourne, they park you around on the tarmac about half a mile away. You've got to walk all the way, you know, in down there. So I've got to do that on Tuesday. So I better get in training here today.
I reckon get a bit of a gallop under your belt, Gaz.
Mate, I'll gallop back if I back a few winners. I know that.
You will. Mate, have a great day there, Cup Day, and we'll hear you through the day with the late mail.
Yeah, mate. Richard Haynes is working with me. We're on Sky Central at 12:20, and hopefully we can find a few winners.
All right. Good on you, Gary. Gary Harvey there. It's a big day today at Goss for the Cup meeting. 27 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the best in racing from right around Australia. The Magic Millions on the Gold Coast supplied fireworks on the track with the Tony McAvoy-trained youngster Sunlight.
Sunlight has reached the lead now. Fef Troop outback Barbie. Fuller's a boot jumping up out of the ground, but Sunlight for the Millions. Sunlight
and Sydney trainer Greg Hickman had a million reasons to be happy when Pierrata stormed home in the three-year-old Guinea.
Pierrata's in front. He's a brilliant colt and the bonus goes off.
Every carnival,
every magical moment.
Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend. 50 months interest-free store-wide. Huge clearance deals across all categories. Furniture, bedding, home appliances, computer technology and entertainment. Big brands, big savings. Buy now with 50 months interest-free store-wide. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until March 2022. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Shop in-store and online. Hurry, Harvey Norman massive half-yearly clearance ends this weekend.
Good morning, Madison Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. The Sydney Sixers take on the Brisbane Heat in match 32 of the Big Bash League tonight at the SCG, while Alex Carey's century helped the Adelaide Strikers defeat the Hobart Hurricanes at home last night. The 11-run victory has secured the Strikers a spot in the Big Bash League finals and returned them to the top of the ladder. And Ben Stokes has been given permission to continue his international cricket career despite being charged with the fray. Anthony Mundine has kept his hopes of a fight against Jeff Horn alive with a second round KO over former featherweight world title contender Tommy Brown in Sydney last night. He now holds the vacant WBO Oriental middleweight title, notching his first win in more than 3 years and first stoppage in four. In tennis, Ashley Barty is the last local remaining in the Australian Open women's draw after Daria Gavrilova and wildcard Olivia Rodwanska crashed out. While Australia's number two, Matthew Ebden, bowed out in the second round with a straight sets loss to Ukrainian Alexander Dolgopolov. John Millman regretted not demanding a Hawkeye review midway through a rally at set point after suffering a loss to Bosnian Damir Zemher. Zemher went on to win the point and the third set, setting himself up with a third-round clash with Nadal. And world number three, Grigor Dimitrov, survived a mighty scare to safely progress to round three. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
It's almost 10:30. Now, the first of Panola about to get underway because of the early start today with racing there. Now, the first one to nominate are $2 for the win, $2.70 the place, though. Joe Bowditch on board, favourite. Number two, Jimmy Jinx is 23. Three Power of Words, 108. Four Aureola, 17. Five Berkshire Babe, 12.50. Six Graceful and 10, 2.30. Seven Graphius, 15. Favourite, the one denominator, $2, race one, Panola. Following this, I'll be chin wagging with Anthony Cavallo, but let's head to Panola now, race one.
Power of Words. Power of Words coming up. So the first of eight. This is the Jack Estate Maiden, Coonawarra Vigneron's Cup Day. I think we're just about ready now. Popular two drawn the inside two gates, denominator and graceful intent. Oh, the last one just going up now, Aureola drawn the outside gate. So I think now we're ready. Racing, they're on their way here in the first at Panola, and let's have a look. Denominator began fairly. Best out here was Power of Words. It's going to lead. Graphias going up on the outside of Berkshire Babe, and whizzing forward now was Jimmy Jinx. It goes to up running second. Denominator settles on the inside, running about fourth. Behind it, Graceful Intent, the second favourite, is second last. And last of all was Aureola. 1,300 metres left to travel, and Jimmy Jinx went around the outside and took up the lead here from Power of Words second. Graphias was third. Denominator next on the inside of Berkshire Babe. Two and a half to Graceful Intent, and two away last of all was Aureola. Running towards the 900 metre mark, and it's Jimmy Jinx leading the way for Siren Fork. Closing the gap on the outside now, Power of Words goes up within a half. Two away, Graphias third. Denominators have a lovely run. The favourite on the inside running fourth, then Berkshire Babe, and the last pair, Aureola, and back with it, Graceful Intent. So heading towards the 600 metre mark now as they come down the dip, and the leader here narrowly, Jimmy Jinx from Power of Words. Graphias was third. Denominator next inside of Berkshire Bay, then Graceful Intent. Last of all, Aureola travelling up towards the turn. The leaders are on empty, and Graphias quickly went to the lead. Berkshire Babe after it. Denominator works away from the inside. It's still got a bit of work to do, and at the moment, Graceful Intent's not in it. Turning for home, it's Graphias and Berkshire Babe. Denominator going back to their inside, then Graceful Intent. It's Graphias, Berkshire Babe. Denominator getting up on the inside of the pair.